Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to another episode of Under Construction with your favorite guest host. Actually, I'm the lead host, not the guest host, Adrian Minette. We're caught in traffic right now, traveling back into Long Island. We had quite the adventure in Pennsylvania. Saw an accident this morning, but we'll get to that. I'd like to introduce some people that are new. They're new to our podcast and then new to the crew. Great group of guys. The first guy, his name is Antonio. Antonio's right next to me. He prefers to be called Tony or Panda. So I've been working with Panda. Panda, you want to say a few things?
How you guys doing? Welcome to the show. It's my first time ever on the podcast. This is going to be pretty amazing. You guys stay tuned.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. Tony, where are you from?
Born and raised in North Carolina. We're from the East Coast. We're out here right now working, trying to make a living. Getting to know New York, you know.
Do you like New York?
It's a city. It's a big city. A lot of traffic.
A lot of traffic, yep. We're in it right now, definitely.
Oh, yeah. You know, not used to this type of stuff. We're kind of always in the country.
Yeah.
There's, you know, very little traffic. And right now we're literally going about 3 miles an hour. So, you know, that's got to be exciting.
Yeah. Yep. No, definitely. Yeah, Long Island's a frustrating place, but because there is a lot of opportunity here. You know, I guess, you know, the city that doesn't sleep, they say, the Big Apple.
Oh, yeah, we're going to try that out, see how that works out for us.
Oh, yeah, you guys were talking about going to the city tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah, well, hopefully. We got here another guest, another co-worker of ours. His name is DeAndre. DeAndre, would you like to present yourself?
Hey, what's going on? My name is DeAndre, a.k.a. Gang Gang, C.G. Drake. Tommy's, Georgia, really like 30 minutes outside the Atlanta area. Just on the road, enjoying and exploring the Big Apple.
That's awesome. DeAndre, you wanted to tell him about your musical background? I think you touched upon some of your performing names. I personally had heard some of his music, so big shout out, big plug to him. That his music is definitely on the verge. If you have it, you are gonna be hearing it. Radios from coast to coast. And then also we discovered that he's a very wise individual. So I've nicknamed him Preacher or Pastor. Preacher's kind of stuck. It flows off the tongue better. Yeah, so he preaches the truth every day. Yeah. So, but yeah, very, very talented guy. Then we got two more for your listening pleasure. We got Jose's from Honduras. He's new to this country, and so he's going to be speaking Spanish, but that's absolutely okay.
Yeah, we'll be translating for him. No worries.
Okay.
¿Quieren que te presentes? ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Tu nombre completo?
José Adalí Gómez Honduras.
¿Y de dónde eres?
De Honduras.
¿De qué parte de Honduras?
Sí, Guatemala.
What question would you like
to? I'm sorry, guys. Do you miss Honduras? Do you like New York?
¿Extrañas Honduras? ¿Te gusta Nueva York?
He says, yeah, the family, of course, you miss the family all the time.
Of course.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. Well, Jose, we're happy to have you here in New York. I hope we can, you know, smoke together more often.
Él espera y puedan fumar más seguido juntos.
And hopefully have some pupusas.
Yeah, a lo mejor pueden comer pupusas.
And then I saved one of our the best for last. You might recognize him from The Little Mermaid. He was the crab, known as Sebastian.
Yeah, man. I'm not a crab, but I am a man.
That was great. Holy shit.
Look, we're out in New York and we're about to get sturdy, man. So let's do this. All right, let's take it back to my man Adrian.
Oh, man.
For the record, this morning around a little bit after 6:30, there was a wreck and Sebastian pulled out the guy from the wreck. He's a true superhero. Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah, thank you, Sebastian.
Yeah. He should have been part of the volunteer fire department back home, but he was a big pothead.
Okay. I might be able to drop some beans and get him on the NYFD.
They pay here too, so
they pay.
New York is the place to be.
Yep. They got the fire and the fire.
You guys seen that trend on TikTok? If you're not in New York, where are you at?
Yeah. That's true. I've been here for As a lot of my listeners know, I've been here for over 10 years now, and I've loved every minute of it. I've met my beautiful wife, had our daughter. We bought a house there just last year, so life has been good. Just working hard, so trying to do the right thing. And then, as a lot of you listeners are aware, I recently, been smoking marijuana with great success. It's making me very happy, very focused, it's just been a good thing.
Yep.
That's what the nice thing about New York is like being in a state that's open-minded enough to accept it for its healing abilities and its recreational funness. I'm not sure if that's a word, but...
The psychedelic effects.
Yeah. Daddy's money, but I'm daddy. Okay? It's a big truck.
GMC. You got a big muffler.
Uh-huh. I was wondering what that was.
It's an American.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we've had bumper-to-bumper traffic. We haven't got any faster than like 20 miles an hour in the last hour. But we're getting there. It's a slow crawl. But I hope all of you had a really good week, staying hardworking, making sure everybody's drinking plenty of water. We're still, still in the middle of summer. Very important. So, but I think I'm going to sign off, guys. I'm a little high from after hard day's work. Got a little high. So I think that's about it for now. But maybe later I'll jump back on and we'll complete this and I'll have some callers call in. What's that, bud?
Outside of the truck, say police.
Mm-hmm.
What truck?
Where's the police?
The white truck. Side.
Oh, it says police on top. Police lives matter.
I think he definitely likes Trump. I will say that. All right, guys. Hope you have a really good weekend. Hope to all catch up again later. And then, for now, keep your stick on the ice and be good. Bye.